and welcome to the Viking Vision Sports Minute. This is DVC Athletics SID Rich Hamilton. This week's Coach's Corner segment features the head coach of DVC Women's Basketball, Ramondo Vaughn. Vaughn's Vikes have been trending upward with an 8-4 record in the preseason. They've won 6 of the last 7, bringing home the hardware in San Pablo as they are crowned champions of the Costa Classic and winning the consolation bracket in the Solano tournament last weekend. I sat down with Coach Vaughn earlier today to talk about the journey thus far.
All right, Coach, thank you for joining me today on this week's Coach's Corner segment. First question. It's widely noted that DVC women's basketball has improved by leaps and bounds every single season you've coached here. What are your expectations for the team this year, and what areas does the team need to improve on from last year?
Expectations, that's a good question. We never have expectations in terms of wins and losses. We've never made that the emphasis. The emphasis for us has always been to players. Hey, let's make this a players' program. And what that means is, you know, we make it all about the players and their development, both academically and athletically. And if we can do that, if we can develop them athletically, if we can develop them academically, the wins and losses are going to take care of themselves. So it's never been about a win-loss expectation. We have done better every year in the win-loss column. Expectation really is just for the kids to work hard and try to bring out their maximum. Whatever their maximum potential is, that's the expectation. You know, there is no, of course, as a competitor, you want to win the league championship, you want to win a state championship, and I think we have a very good chance of doing those things, but I don't think you can put a number on the expectations.
And you guys were winners of the Costa Classic. You guys took home the consolation bracket in the Solano tournament. Tell me a little bit of what you've discovered so far during this preseason schedule with this year's squad.
Very talented. Group of young ladies, not always focused. When we're focused, I think we are definitely the best team in Northern California. And when we're not focused, we allow teams who shouldn't be in games with us, we allow them to stick around a lot longer than they should.
Looking at the box scores, it seems that your team's calling card early this season has been team defense and rebounding. Would you agree with this, or is there something more to that?
You know, I would agree with that, but I would also think that these kids, they genuinely like each other. You know, last year's team, I think it's well noted, last year's team, there was just too many issues. And we still did well, but this year's team, I think the kids really like each other. They like being around each other, and they play for each other. There's, you know, our leading scorer only averages 14, our second leading scorer averages 13, so it goes all the way 14, 13, 12, 11. And in previous years, there's always been a pretty big gap. In previous years, it's always been somebody averages 22, and then there's a person at 12. You know, but this year's team is very balanced. They share the ball. So, you know, they genuinely care about each other, and I think that's a huge difference.
So stylistically, you prefer the balanced out approach?
It just happens. Yeah. This year just happens, and it's just an organic thing. It isn't something that we try to do. It just, everybody contributes, and that's the great part about it.
Your roster's stacked with second-year players this season. You're only carrying 4 freshmen on the roster. Talk about the importance of continuity and carryover from last year's squad, and if we can expect a certain level of chemistry between those players this year.
Well, they know each other. You know, and more importantly, I believe they know me, and they know what my expectations are for them, both on the floor and off the floor. And I think 1 year makes a huge difference in terms of maturing, growing, understanding the expectations, and understanding the competition that you're going to be playing against. As a freshman, you kind of come in wide-eyed and you don't know what to expect, but the 9 kids or the 8 or 9 sophomores that we have, they're all battle-tested. They've all played in this this conference, which is the toughest conference in the state, arguably. So, you know, there is a certain continuity there between the players, and again, with them caring about each other and liking each other, it makes it that much easier for them to perform.
Talk about the Big 8 Conference. Are there any particular matches that you circle on the calendar?
It's a tough conference all the way around. But this year, the team who is normally very, very good, Santa Rosa, they seem to be down this year, but they have a great coach, and she does an awesome job. And she should be allowed a down year. But this year, the teams that seem like they're really going to battle for that conference title are Sierra, Delta, and we're right there with them.
You guys have a little bit of a break in the action before taking on conference play on January 6th against Cosumnes River. Talk about some of the areas of focus that you have for your squad before you start the gauntlet of the Big 8 Conference.
I would just like us to have more of a killer instinct, more of a go for the throat type of attitude. Again, we sometimes let lesser teams stay in games that they shouldn't. And what our kids don't understand at this point is everybody is gunning for DVC. And you know, people realize that, hey, DVC sends a bunch of players to the Division I level, and this kid is supposed to be Division I. We have one player this year who's already signed to a Division I school. We have another player who's already turned down a few Division I schools. So those kids don't understand that other teams know this, and they're coming for you. So every day is somebody's Super Bowl when they play DVC. And our players have yet to really get that.
So you guys are assuming the role of the hunted rather than the hunter.
We are the hunted.
Freshman Kayla Taylor, she's made some huge contributions to this team so far, especially with the rebounding. She's one of our two sport athletes on campus, and recently she just finished up her volleyball season with Coach Ponciana Babb. Can you expand a little bit on some of the challenges that you see with two sport athletes who might join the team a little bit later in the process?
Well, for Kayla works extremely hard. Kayla is a player who Kayla gets the absolute most out of her ability. She's a great kid, and she's made a huge difference just in her. Kayla kind of reminds me of myself in that she's just hungry and she's aggressive. And the challenge that Kayla is going to have is, I'm not sure. Because I unfortunately didn't see too many of their volleyball matches, but as a basketball player, she's a heck of a player. And the challenge, I believe, to the two-sport athlete is, do I concentrate on one sport or do I try to play both sports? And unfortunately, at the four-year level, I believe that if Kayla gets a volleyball scholarship, I believe the volleyball coach will allow her to play basketball because volleyball comes first. But if she gets a basketball scholarship, I'm not so sure that the basketball coach is going to allow her to play volleyball because it's going to cut into that early part of the season. So it would be different if it was softball and basketball because the two sports they're spaced apart. Her biggest challenge, because I believe she's very passionate about both, her biggest challenge is going to be how do I find the time to do both of these? And it's sad because the kid she's a heck of a competitor. She's a great teammate. You know, Kayla's voice is always the loudest on the bench. And, you know, she's always the one who's cheering for the kids who do something. So she's great to have. And I'm not sure who our other two-sport athlete is, but whoever that person is, hats off to them, because I know for Kayla it's been very difficult.
A big thank you goes out to Coach Ramondo Vaughn for taking the time to sit down with us. The Vikings conclude preseason play at the San Jose City College Lady Jaguar Invitational on December 27th. They are slated to take on San Francisco City College in the opening match of the tournament at 1 p.m. Follow the Vikings' success by finding DVC Athletics on Facebook or on Twitter at @DVC_athletics. That is @DVC_athletics. Thanks for listening to this week's Coach's Corner segment. This is Rich Hamilton signing off.